So we'll start now. One word of information, we're going to have a question and answer period afterwards, so people who want to make a question or a short comment, you just need to push the button on your microphone, and then it will work. And so I want to welcome you all here. McGill is quite busy right now because it's our homecoming week. Actually, when we scheduled this event during the summer, we didn't realize this was homecoming. And it's really great that you could be here. The reason I'm talking about homecoming is that we also didn't know that back in July, Bill Clinton would be given an honorary doctorate by McGill today. And for that reason, the Dean of Arts, Chris Manfredi, is unable to come. As you all know, Bill Clinton has a reputation for liking to talk a lot. And so the lunch that the Dean had to go to ran over. And because it was a small group, it would have been awkward for him to say goodbye to Bill Clinton to come and be here with us. But he definitely sends his regrets. And with that, I just want to say one last thing that I'm sure the Dean would have said. In addition to thanking you for coming, this is really a very important event for a lot of reasons, including the fact that it marks what we hope to be a long and fruitful period of collaboration with the Canadian School of Public Service. This is one of their first actual off-site speaker series, as I understand it. And so this means an awful lot to McGill and the Institute for the Study of International Development, which I direct when I'm on sabbatical. And so on behalf of the Dean, on behalf of McGill, I would like to thank you to this, and I'll turn over the floor to Ruth Dancer, the president of the Canadian School of Public Service.
Well, welcome. And thank you very much, Dr. Oxborne. En tant que présidente de l'École de la fonction publique du Canada, je suis heureuse de vous présenter. C'est en effet le deuxième événement de la série internationale des conférenciers. Today's event, Citizen-Centered Development, Innovations in Governance and Democratic Development, is a joint event with McGill University. And I would like to be the first, and I'm sure all the speakers will follow, to thank McGill for hosting us here today. We've been very well treated. The International Speaker Series focuses on issues relating to various dimensions of governance, which is a topic, in fact, that Bill Clinton spoke about today, and it's obviously something that's at top of mind of Canadians and many people around the world. We're trying to focus on various issues of governance, including public sector reform, democratic development, human rights, and the strengthening of civil society. By hosting speakers from a broad range of professional institutions, the series hopes to be a forum to share knowledge and to learn from some really important thought leaders. And I think you'll agree that today we've actually assembled quite an impressive crowd who are going to be able to share some perspectives. The Canada School works in partnership with leading universities and federal departments and agencies, such as the Canadian International Development Agency, which we all know and love as CEDA. So they're here with us and play a big part of the work we're doing. It reflects our commitment to issues and thought leadership related to international development. I'll give you a bit of background before we get on to the speakers. Our first event actually was held in Ottawa, so Philip is absolutely right when he says this is the first off-site center, so it's a test for us, absolutely. But the first in the series focused on the challenges and significance of independence of supreme audit institutions in the developing world. And this was pretty important. Many of you will know that audit is viewed as a really important piece to development. Anyway, today the Canada School, in partnership with McGill University, is proud to welcome three prominent thought leaders on innovation in democratic development: the Right Honourable Joe Clark, Dr. Philip Oxborne, Director of McGill's Institute for the Study of International Development, and Dr. Naresh Singh, Vice President of the Policy Branch at CEDA. So we'll go in turn. In the next hour, you're going to hear all three of them. If you see this page, and they see this page, that means they have 5 minutes left. And my big job, which is the most unpleasant, is actually I have to then start waving at them if they go over. Because a key part of this is absolutely to get your questions and basically enter into a dialogue. This is an opportunity to get these views on the table. I know a lot of people have gone into helping organize this, and we're confident it's going to be an amazing event.